This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is windy in the Windy City at Midway. Winds west at 28, gusting to 41. The temp 33 degrees with light snow. It is hockey weather. And Jess Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press. He covers the Wild and his work available online at TwinCities.com. Jess, always good to visit with you.
The red hot Minnesota Wild, Steve. I think you need to classify that. 9-1-1 in their last 11. 9-1-1. And, there's got to be some sort of joke about other teams dialing the emergency hotline or something. I don't know. Yeah, they're playing well. They've got a two-headed goalie monster. That's the big change in November is John Hines was in a tough position today because he likes to kind of rotate his goalies because they're both playing so well. But how do you sit a guy down after he had a shutout in the last game? Well, he's done that two games in a row now. Gustafson had a shutout in Pittsburgh, sat him down and played the other guy, played Wallstead in Winnipeg. Wallstead gets a shutout in Winnipeg, he sits him down, and tonight Gustafson goes back in the net to play the Blackhawks.
What a great problem to have, and you have brought this up, and we talk regularly, and we are so grateful for your time, Jess, is with this compressed schedule, and I'm trying to squeeze in all of these games, and by the way, they have a back-to-back coming up on Black Friday and Saturday in St. Paul. More on that in a little bit. But, what a great situation for the Wild to have two goalies playing. Well, it is huge for the Wild. That's the reason they're headed in the right direction.
And I've written about this, Steve, but, coaches generally don't like to think about goaltending. In an ideal world, they just have one guy. They ride that one guy. They don't think about it. Well, this is almost a similar situation for Hines because both guys are playing so well. He doesn't have to think about it. He says that we'll just have them rotate. They stay physically sharp then. They stay mentally sharp. I've mentioned it before, but the funny line we heard from Filip Gustavsson in the preseason when he was getting used to Jesper Wallstedt in kind of the backup role, and, last year the backup role was filled by Marc-Andre Fleury, Filip Gustavsson's line was, well, I speak Swedish a lot better than I speak French, so we're going to get along fine. And, it's kind of cool. These two countrymen, they really, I asked John Hines about them competing against each other for playing time, and he said they're not competing against each other, they're competing with each other. They're both working toward the same goal here, and right now it's working.
Yeah, Jess, I kind of looked. October was really bad, and there was a lot of concern, and rightfully so. And when you look at what happened in October, by my count, they dropped six games in regulation in October. No points, nothing. Here in November, that's happened only once, and that's huge if you want to get to the postseason.
In October, they played 12 games. They won three of them. You know, they got points in three more. They had three overtime losses, or some people just count those as losses. But you do get a point out of those. But they won three out of their first 12. That was just not good enough. You know, and we had all kinds of rumors swirling about trades and whether they'd be forced to make a coaching change and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. But for whatever reason, November comes around, they flip a switch, and not only are they playing great, but, you know, I wrote about this too. One thing that may be a little underestimated, a little underrated, getting Matt Zuccarello back has played huge dividends because he's a force in the locker room, and he has such incredible chemistry with Kirill Kaprizov. Man, are those two fun to watch together.
Yeah, so as bad as it was in October, can November last a little longer? It's weird sometimes in sports how that happens. In the course of a major league season, you'll see a team, oh, they came out of the gate, they were terrible in April, but had a much better May. It's weird how it works that way, but with this Wild club, it has certainly been the case.
And we've seen this with this franchise before. I go back about 10 years to when they went and got Evan Dubnyk in a trade in the middle of January, and it was like a whole new team after that. And Dubnyk is interesting. On a recent podcast, I heard him talk about that. You know, he came in from Arizona. There were no expectations on him, and he had played pretty well, and the team was buried so deep that there were, like, you know, nobody was thinking, oh, this guy's going to turn around and get him to the playoffs. So he could just come in and play. His only job was to stop the puck, not think about any of it. And I think maybe you're getting little of that now. This team has learned how to just throw the past away, forget about that lousy October, and just play. And if you crunch the numbers, which I love to do even this early in the season, on Halloween, they were looking at about a 30% chance of making the playoffs. And right now, that's about doubled. They're into the 60 to 65% chance of making the playoffs range. Now, we've got a lot of hockey left to be played. Oh, we're barely a fourth of the way through the season. And, you know, myriad things can happen between now and April crunch time. But it's certainly trending in the right direction.
Yeah, and just back to the goaltending and the Wall of St. Paul. Boy, that's a pretty good nickname.
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, there is marketing potential in that. I'm sure somebody already
absolutely is
trying to cash in.
Oh, but there's T-shirts out there already that you can buy, you know, right. on the internet, sure. The Wall of St. Paul. And that was my line last, in Winnipeg. I said his nickname, Jesper Wallstedt's nickname, obviously, is Wally. That's the easy nickname. But I said they're going to have to drop the Y. It's just going to be Wall, the way he's playing.
Yeah, and, you know, Jess, it's huge, though, for this organization on a number of levels because Philip Gustafson got the big contract extension, and rightfully so. Kind of came on the heels, or was it before or after Kaprizov? Doesn't matter, both got paid. So you had that, and that was a huge positive. But for this young goaltender to finally emerge, and once again, we'll see over the long haul, over the course of 82 games this season, and hopefully postseason, how he performs. But it appears he has arrived. That is a big deal for this club down the road because it gives them flexibility down the road as well.
Absolutely. And, since we're talking about the Swedes, I wrote about this today, but another fun surprise with this team is Marcus Johansson and the start that he is off to. Last 15 games, he's got 15 points. He's averaging a point a game. And this is for a guy who was, you know, he turned 35 years old this year, which, you know, by NHL standards is getting up there. He had kind of a down year last year. He signed a one-year contract in June. He was going to be a free agent, but they said, how about this? We offer you a one-year deal. And how about this number? I know, you know, to you and me, it sounds like a lot of money. He's making $800,000 this year. I mean, that's pennies on the dollar compared to what some of these other forwards are making around the league. And he's having just a fantastic year. And it's fun talking to Johansson because he says, you know, when you get some points early in the season like he did, then nobody's saying, gee, why isn't he scoring? You know, why aren't things coming around for him? So when you get that cushion, then you can just play. Again, it's about just playing relaxed. It's not thinking about scoring. It's not thinking about, man, I got to get points on this shift. It's just going out and having fun and playing hockey. And that's what you're seeing from guys like him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jet Spires of the Pioneer Press joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Wilder in Chicago, they take the Blackhawks tonight, 7:30 start, then Thanksgiving off, and then right back at the rink for that Black Friday matinee against Colorado Avalanche. And what an extraordinary start for the Avs. I mean, it's stupid. They've dropped one game in regulation so far.
You talk, hey, you want a measuring stick? You'll find out a lot about where this Minnesota Wild team is by about dinner time on Friday afternoon. Because that Colorado team is just silly. You know, from their goaltending all the way on out. You know, they were a wagon last year. They didn't quite get as far as they wanted in the playoffs. They've put things together this year. And I got to say, you know, as fun as this rivalry is, you got to be happy for a place like Denver, which is really a great sports town. You know, they love their Broncos. They turn out for the Nuggets. They love the Avalanche. Their baseball team was so lousy this year that they really needed something to cheer about. So, good for the Avalanche and maybe a fun rivalry. Let's throw it back to 2003 and Andrew Brunette and show some of those highlights, you know, kind of the first great moment in the history of this franchise.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Bob Kurtz's call on that Andrew Brunette goal is so fantastic. Bob Kurtz, just a legend.
Steve, since we're talking about the game in Chicago tonight, kind of a fun thing going on, kind of adjacent to the game. The Foligno brothers, Nick, who plays in Chicago, Marcus, who plays for the Wild, they're having what's called the Foligno Face-Off tonight. And it's a fundraiser, and you have to choose. Are you on Team Nick or are you on Team Marcus? And you got T-shirts you can buy. If you Google it, Foligno Face-Off, and it's all a fundraiser for cancer research. Now, unfortunately, I have something in common with the Foligno brothers. They lost their mother to cancer. So did I. And, you know, a defining moment in their lives because she was such a force in their lives. So this is a really fun way to honor her memory and kind of, you know, perpetuate that sibling rivalry between these two guys. And, you know, they're best of friends off the ice. There was some great video of Marcus last night going over to Nick's house and playing with his kids, you know, Thanksgiving week, times when families get together. They just happen to be doing it on the hockey rink. Now, sadly, Nick's not playing tonight. He's hurt. He's got a hand injury, so he won't be in the lineup, but Marcus will be there for the Wild. And you know, kind of a cool thing, makes you think of family, makes you think of the holidays, and bless the Foligno brothers for what they're doing to raise money for cancer research.
Yeah, great, great cause, and thanks for sharing that, Jess, for sure. About the Chicago club, real quickly, it has been a struggle. It's a great hockey town. We know that. This rivalry has been pretty good over the years, but the Blackhawks, they're on the comeback trail. They're getting better.
I was at a Vikings-Bears game. I think it was 2 years ago. Right. Walking out after the game, the Vikings won it. I think it might have been one of Kirk Cousins' last games where he was healthy for the Vikings. And a fan I'm talking to on the walkout is talking about the long-suffering Chicago fans and how tough they have it. And I wanted to say, come on, man. You won how many Stanley Cups in the last decade? You know, don't give me your long-suffering stuff. But with that said, yeah, this Blackhawks team is rebuilding. You know, they got Connor Bedard a couple of years ago because they got the first overall pick because they were lousy. They haven't quite put things together yet. Maybe a little better than expected this year. And, hey, as a proud Minnesotan, let's just say it, Sam Rinzel, rookie from the Gophers, Oliver Moore, rookie from the Gophers, a big reason why they're maybe a little better than expected. They're getting a lot of help from some young guys who came out of the University of Minnesota. So, yeah, let's reignite this rivalry, too. You know, people of the current generation don't understand how much fun North Stars Blackhawks was at one time. Oh. And, you know, obviously the Wild have had a good rivalry with Chicago, but it's not quite once what it was. Let's bring that back. I think that would be fantastic.
I have two words, LC cord.
So. One of the funniest moments, a friend of mine told me about this, is the playoff game against Chicago at Old Met Center. And there's an announcement that comes over the PA system in the first period, and they say, there's a car in the parking lot, the doors are locked, the car is running.
Oh, sure.
And then they said, Illinois plates, and the place erupted. You couldn't even hear the license number, you know, because it was like...
That's awesome. They would do that at the tournament. They would do that at the tournament at the old Civic Center as well. And I think the PA guy was Dick Stanford for a long time, if memory
serves. He was, yeah. Fantastic voice.
Yeah, and he would do that bit as well. He wouldn't mention Illinois plates, but that is a fantastic bit. Well, Jess, always good to visit with you. Happy Thanksgiving. Safe travels. And hopefully we can visit again soon.
Always great to talk hockey, Steve. Best Thanksgiving to you and your family.
All right, there he is. Jess Myers, Pioneer Press. It is the Wild and the Blackhawks from the Windy City at 7:30 tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.